GMO, the podcast.
And we're here. So today's episode
is just a chit chat.
You just totally ruined my setup.
Shall I restart?
No, good. Fine. Whatevs. I'm not going to talk to you anymore now.
Well, it's going to be a great podcast. It's all about me. Lovely. So I've had a great month. It's towards the end of. I'm waiting for you to. End of Lent happening. Easter eggs are going to happen. Nice vegan chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Happy days. Anna is now looking at me, desperate to talk.
Oh, I gave up vegan chocolate for Lent.
All of vegan chocolate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I decided to do it for life. Because chocolate needs dairy. Apart from dark chocolate, which is nice in its small, but
are we going there? Do we really want to go there?
Go on, let's pull on that thread.
So
here we go.
No, I'm not going that dark, because you know my thoughts on dairy and how the process happens,
okay.
and what it actually boils down to.
Hey. So we don't need that point.
Yes.
It's not
it
a
could
new
be
point.
A mood point.
So what should we talk about in our chit chat?
Well,
I think that's too heavy for a chit chat.
I think it's very heavy for a chit chat.
And
I might come across one of those militant vegans, which I'm not, but yeah.
Well, if you look like one, smell like one, sound like one.
Fair enough. Quack, quack. So this month I've been focusing, I've been doing, with my bass playing, I decided that I'm going to do...
It's all about the bass,
all
the
about
bass.
The bass, it is.
I was hoping you would carry on talking while I did that under.
So yeah, I've worked out I'm a slapper.
You like to slap
the
bass.
I like to slap with the bass.
So you do all the like... I love watching. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I love watching proper bass, like not just the
proper,
dong,
not just like me.
Dong,
yeah.
Dong. I love proper bass playing
because
it can sound, especially in jazz. Oh my gosh,
it jazz sounds, and bass is amazing.
Yeah. I've got a friend who's
just
not
the
you.
One. Okay.
A different friend to what I usually allude to.
Okay.
Who is a really good bass player.
I hate them.
Yeah. And honestly, watching them get lost in like all the slapping and really, really good.
Yeah. So I've been watching Prince. He was an amazing bass player.
Yeah.
Gail, who was the bass player for David Bowie, again, amazing bass player. And I've really been inspired to kind of learn the instrument more.
Yeah. What's it capable of?
Yeah. Because there's one of the bass programs I watch on good old YouTube. You know me, like me, YouTubes. And he was saying that a bass player that can't outline a chord is like a guitarist that can't play chords.
Right.
And he's right.
Yeah.
If you're just playing that root note, then you know it's just that. It's got a place.
Yeah.
But to really sort of excel on as a bass player, then that was my challenge to myself. Is to kind of do a practice that's got a purpose.
Yeah. Sure.
So I've set myself a challenge on the fretboard for those that aren't a musical personage.
It's a bit with the lines.
Listener. That's it. Yeah. So the little bits of the lines. So in the first five, because my bass is a it's not a four string bass, it's a five string bass, because they play in C a lot. So that means that having that five strings
helps.
I can get deeper and groovier.
Mm-hmm.
So I set myself the challenge of learning all the different positions in a key. To outline chords. So to go around the whole circle of fifths things of every single note. And in that first five frets to sort of do a finger position so that I could play the first root note, the third and the fifth, which makes the chord for those that don't know. I know you know. and then once I've kind of done that, I'm then going to move from the the fifth fret through to the seventh.
Mm-hmm.
And once I've done that one, I'm going to do it eighth to the 12th.
Yeah.
And I think that will really help with my bass playing massively. Yeah. One, it'll mean that I'll learn where all the notes are.
Mm-hmm.
And it means I'll be able to outline chords easier without really thinking so much.
Yeah.
And there's three main fingerings on the bass, which always sounds a bit rude when I'm saying it. So, I'm a slapper that fingers the record. And just that's along. That's it.
That's the other podcast you do.
That's the other podcast. Yeah, that's sorry. It. Yeah, sorry. Crossovers. So that's what I've been focusing on. Is that first five frets and learning those three. So
fab.
So I'm really into playing the bass at the moment.
Nice.
So I'm liking it.
Yeah.
Lots of energy.
Yeah.
And then the other secret thing I've got as well, which I've told you about that you can't share with anyone else.
It didn't take me much to draw it out of though.
I'm rubbish at that. I'm great at telling you. I keep other people's secrets. But my own secrets, I just can't.
The funny thing is that I didn't even bring it up. You just walked in and said, I'm going to tell you the secret because I've already told someone else.
It's like 2 minutes. And I'm just like, one, you learned that I had a secret project that you didn't know up until that point. Yeah. And then 2 minutes later, I told you what it was. So, because I'm a blabber mouth when it comes to me. But I'm not telling, dear listener.
No,
because they might be a blubber mouth. I don't know.
That's it.
What's your sort of thing you've been grooving down to? Did tell me that you joined a home group at church and then you mentioned a conversation which maybe you don't want to talk about,
I'm really bad at small talk, especially after church. I'm not the best at small talk at the best of times, but if I've just so in church quite often I'm pretty engaged with God, just had the worship time, listened to the word, I've been thinking about what's been said and how it can affect my life, and then you walk out and someone's like, hey, how are you, or how's your week been, and my gosh, I can't do it. So
distracted, thinking about what's just been said. Yeah.
The leaders of the church came up to me, leader and his wife, and said, I don't even know what they asked me.
Okay.
I honestly don't know. It could have been, it was along the lines of, how's things going?
Sure.
Something like that. So I don't know what things they mean, or I don't really know what answer they want me to say. So I'm like, do I go light? And whilst deciding, do I go light, do I go deep? I'm saying things. So I'm saying things like, I live in a caravan.
So your brain's slowly catching up with whatever your mouth is.
I like community. I'm just throwing out headlines and then kind of tying them together with nonsense words like and then also I think and then something else will come out like I don't know, lights are great.
I love moments like that.
So, I just wouldn't stop though, and this went on for
put the brakes on
a
good
few, I don't know, it felt like a lifetime whilst they stood there smiling and nodding at me, and then when I stopped talking, and I think I even said at the end, I'd love to talk about this more. And then I stopped talking and they just went, oh, well, it's lovely to see you. I was like, don't. If the ground could just swallow me up now.
Yeah, I love moments like when your brain's going at 20 million miles an hour and it's like, oh.
And shortly before that, they had communion and they had wine in these little things.
Shot glasses.
And I did it like a shot. I didn't sip the wine and take a moderate amount. I drank the whole lot like a shot.
I smiled at
everyone and walked off because I realised what I'd done just as I put the glass down. I didn't slam it down.
Stick it on your head to make sure it's empty. Yeah.
Or reach out for the lemon.
Excellent.
And so we'll see how long this church thing lasts, because I might get booted out before. No, it's a really lovely place and it's somewhere where I do have connection with people already, which is helpful. And it was so amazing to have been invited into. I wasn't sure about, they don't call them home groups, but I wasn't sure at one point because I can't really get out in the evenings, and I wanted to slowly ease my way in, and I've kind of gone full throttle. I even went to a communications evening. Do you know the members' family went to that last week?
Yeah.
But it was really good.
Oh, you've changed.
I know. It's like it's just happening to me, but I can't stop because I'm agreeing with a lot of what they're saying, and it's really nice. It's really nice to feel a part of something, and it's sparking a lot of things in me, and the energy feels really good.
Yes. So I mean, I love that for you.
apart from the small talk, I'm not so good at.
Well, but then we're both introverts, which is interesting that we're both doing a podcast as well. it does amuse me. And also with my job as a hairdresser, the fact that, you know, hairdressers are notorious for small talk, right? Mm-hmm. And I just don't. But I think that's why... It's the appeal of my salon that people come to it. You know, you can go to other salons for the small talk, talk about your holidays, all that sort of stuff.
You go to
that
Amber and you get talk to about veganism. No joke.
Yeah,
really.
Veganism, astrophysics, coffee, bass playing, Dungeons and Dragons, all that sort of stuff. Speaking of which, I love my new character.
Oh, tell me about your new character.
My new character. Is because I've been playing Dungeons & Dragons for years since I mean it's at its 50th anniversary.
You've been playing for 50 years.
I've not, but the game itself been out for 50 years.
It's really hard to have done that in when you're 27.
I know, right? Well, I haven't played 50 years, but the game itself is 50 years old.
Okay.
So and I've
so you're 50,
and I've played a couple of the editions.
Right.
So yeah. You know I'm not going to say what my age is. I'm something and three.
Oh, you're 23 now.
Sure.
I thought you were 27.
No, something and three.
Okay.
So, you know. And in 700 years, when dear listeners still listening and I'm something and three back then, they'll have to do the maths.
Yes.
You know, you might be dead and buried by then. Maybe you won't. Who knows?
Who knows?
But when I'm still doing it with Anna 2 or 3 or whatever.
Well, you are turning into a robot, so it is very possible. That. I don't have any interest in becoming a robot, so you will be on Anna 3rd edition.
Yeah, when my AI has been uploaded, my consciousness into AI and lots of stuff.
I prefer to be more natural.
Well, you know, each to their own. anyway, my point was...
I don't know.
Where was I going?
I don't know.
What was I talking about?
Dungeons and Dragons, new character.
My new character, yes. So my new character is something I've never played before. I wasn't talking about my age. However, this character is an old person.
Oh.
She's 65 years old.
That's so old.
It's very old, right?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Wow.
So most of my characters are kind of in their 20s, 30s. Mm-hmm. I've got one of my favourite
characters. More closer to your age.
Allegedly. So one of my characters is 17, who I love to death, and she's very, very broken.
Yeah.
But this one is 65.
Yeah.
And it's a class that I've never played ever before. So the class is Dungeons and Dragons, it's kind of their job role in this fantasy setting. So you've got a wizard as a class or a warrior as a class.
Okay.
This one's what's called an artificer. So they're like a little tinkerer, inventor, kind of almost imagine steampunky with magic thrown in.
Okay.
So that's what her class is.
Oh.
Never played it before. So basically, she can do the sort of traditional Dungeons & Dragons spells.
Yeah.
But I can add flavour to it.
Yeah.
So there's one spell called Magic Stone where you cast it on these little pebbles and then you throw them and it does lots of damage. I know I'm geeking out. But you know, so I've invented a little cafetiere that sits on her side. She puts the pebbles in that, plunges it fills it with kinetic energy, and they're all sizzly sizzly. So I can add my own flavour to these spells.
What happens when she falls over?
She won't fall over. So you don't want to mess with kinetic energy and falling over. That's bad news.
Glass.
I know, right?
Yeah. Maybe a metal cafetiere.
It is metal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can let that point go now then.
That's it. So her backstory is that she's a washerwoman.
Okay.
All her life she's worked in the wash house and she's called Ingrid Vasshouse.
Of course.
Of course. So Vasshouse is an old Norwegian-y kind of thing, because obviously I'm learning Norwegian, dear listener. And Vass is an old, because I spoke to Sjelfri, a friend who has got Norwegian heritage, and Vass is the old Norwegian word for water, wash, house, yes, kind of thing, so it all ties in. So when she's talking with the rest of the group, they've got to call her Mrs. Vasshaus, mm-hmm, and anyone that she's familiar with can call her Ingrid. So one of the party members, because we've only played one session so far, tried to call her Ingrid. She's like, no, dear, no, Mrs. Vasshaus.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so she's kind of that nurturing kind of, and I just love her. She's great.
Nurturing, so, bitch.
Yeah, nurturing bitch. Well, she's just stern and that kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nurturing bitch.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I think I'm just going to love playing her. She's going to be great.
Oh, it sounds good.
So
sounds fun.
Yeah. There we go.
There we go.
I could talk about Dungeons & Dragons for ages.
You could.
Yes. Yeah. So I won't, because I don't want to bore dear listener. So, yeah. So...
Nice.
What else have you been up to?
Oh, I'm trying to think. Such a beautiful day recently. We've had some really nice days, so I've been trying to get out a lot.
Yeah. Finding the catkins and being in nature, yeah, and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
I don't really know. You've got your game finally.
Who did this poo? Yeah. It's a really good matching game.
Yeah.
We do like playing it in here. And if you win, you get to read a poo fact.
Excellent.
So I'm learning a lot about poo.
Please tell me a poo fact.
Oh, you want to know poo fact?
Yeah, I want a random poo fact, please.
Random poo fact. I was going to go into the TV that I'm watching, but that's probably a bit boring.
Well, we can do that as well. So,
Which animal? Pick an animal, and I'll tell you if I've
got
it.
Cat.
Okay. And you just opened it to cat as you said that.
In fact, no, cow.
Okay, cow. Cow poo is often known as manure, dung, pats, or even pies, although not the sort that you would want to eat for your lunch.
Good advice.
Yep. Fact.
Even for vegans.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, most of the food is a bit like a cow pat. Cow manure is the undigested remains of plants, so the colour is usually green, often turning blackish brown, and it's a bit whiffy once it's been exposed to the air.
There we go.
There you go.
I will sleep better now.
Cow poo fact.
I like that.
Yeah, we're still doing poo in our home learning because it's become quite a good subject and fun to learn about apparently. But yeah, I've just been kind of mulling around in life, just reconnecting with people.
Yeah.
I haven't really done anything groundbreaking recently. Trying to get back into working a bit more.
Sure.
And I'll be moving caravans soon. Ooh. So getting my head around that. And watching...
What do you mean I've got to drive around the caravan park to find...
Hello!
So where are you now?
And I'm hiding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll show you it at some point.
Okay.
I've been watching... I watched that Netflix series One Day. Have you heard about that?
I haven't. Tell me about that.
Oh, actually, there's a few TV things I can tell you about. Okay. I think I'm just watching a lot of TV at the moment.
Okay.
So One Day, I've actually ended up watching it almost twice because I loved it so much.
Is that over 2 days?
Hey. So it's basically they strike a day, so the 15th of July, always.
Okay.
But for 20 years. But you don't get any other context to their life. It's a boy and a girl that are friends.
Okay.
So you see the development of their friendship and their lives individually by just seeing what happens on the 15th of July.
A snapshot of their life on that one day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's really good. Yeah. At first, I watched the first episode and I was like, I don't really know why everyone's raving about it. It's not bad, but it's it's just... it starts in 84, something like that.
Okay.
In the 80s.
Yeah.
I've heard
that's a good year.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And it goes all the way to 2007. So, yeah, but it's done so well and it's really captivating. It's actually a book as well, so I might read the book because I'm quite into reading as well at the moment. And then I saw a film recently that surprised me, another Netflix. I've been watching other little things like White Collar and a couple of things like that, which are good, really good. But the ones that have stood out more is One Day and the film called Focus.
Okay.
And it surprised me. I hadn't heard of it, but it's got Will Smith and Margot Robbie in it.
Right.
And it was really good.
Okay.
I'm not going to say much about it.
You're a bit fangirly about Margot Robbie at the moment, aren't
I
you?
I know. And it's accidental. Because it's not even on the same streaming service. No. So it's not like she's been recommended, but she's a good actress.
She is an amazing actress.
So versatile.
Very versatile.
Yes. So that's kind of my life, is TV and church and, surprisingly, and work and... Yeah. Keeping children alive, which is
never-ending.
Yeah. So far, so good. Yeah.
Still. I think you're acing it, because you've managed three so far. Yeah.
Three.
Yeah, none of them have died.
Nothing.
Well done. Pat on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're doing good. We're doing good.
I think my Netflix series that I've watched is one called House of Ninja.
Oh.
And it came out. It's really good plot. Mm. So I recommend that one.
Okay.
That was a good watch. Mm-hmm. There's been a few other things that have been okay. Dee recommended one to me, actually, which was really, really good. And the name of it has...
Escaped
me.
Got a nice bit of background music going on now.
Yeah, I know, right? And I don't know if I can actually... no, I can't even...
Do we need to lose the background noise?
Yeah, I don't think it's copyrighted, so it's okay. So I will send you it.
And okay.
Then maybe we can talk, because I think you'd like it.
Oh, we should do something like for these chatty episodes, like a book club or TV club.
I like that.
Because I don't think I'd ever get into Dungeons & Dragons, so I can't say much when you talk about
it.
I think
you would love it.
I'm not very...
No, I think you would.
No.
Yeah.
I might love it, but I don't think I need something else to be addicted to in my life.
And that's the problem.
Because I play my Jewels game, and I mean, I'm trying really hard to step away from that, so I don't think I should.
Okay. We'll talk later.
Oh, gosh, you're going to convince me, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm trying out vegetables again. I'm trying to get into my vegetable eating. I've started to reorder the vegetable box I used to get.
Yeah. I need to order that spice that you put on the kale.
Oh, I know.
That is game changer.
Yeah, because it's just getting the spices and stuff right, and then all vegetables just delicious. So.
What's it called? Sumac.
Sumac.
Yeah.
So that was good.
I need to order some of that. If you haven't tried that, dear listener... Oh.
So kale chips.
Yes.
I got this, watched my sister make them once and I loved it. You can put any spices on really, but I did it with, I had to make it vegan because I'm making it for a vegan. kale with some like olive oil sprinkled all over, salt, pepper, sumac this time, bit of paprika, and the yeast flakes, which kind of gives it a bit of a cheesy, rich flavour.
It's strange how yeast does that, but it really has got a kind of dairy flavour to it.
Yeah, and add it to sauces, it's really good.
Yeah.
I've also got some purees, pâtés even, a vegetable pâté and a mushroom pâté thing in a tube.
Yeah.
And they're really good at making a vegan creamy, I did the other day, like... mushrooms, and I squirted some of the vegetable one in. So fried the mushroom. No, actually, I made the sauce first. So really, really finely chopped onion, garlic, white wine, which you can add any vinegar.
Yeah, but if you're cooking with it, then that would reduce it down and get rid of the alcohol. So I could then drink that.
Yeah,
I mean eat that.
Would you though have the wine in your house to make it?
No,
exactly. No. So you could use anything.
Because then what would I do with the rest of the bottle?
Exactly.
So,
something acidy, vinegary.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe lemon or vinegar. I did that, a bit of water, and then I put this pâté in and just made like this nice creamy looking sauce, and then just cooked the mushrooms in that, and it was so rich.
Yeah,
it was such a gorgeous, and it looked like creamy mushrooms, but there was not an ounce of cream in there or dairy.
Yep.
It was really good.
Sounds good.
And I did that with saffron rice and stuffed peppers. Well, the peppers were stuffed with the saffron rice.
See, saffron always gets upset when I use her rice.
Oh, well... But. I just don't talk to her. I don't care how she feels. So.
Fair enough. Yeah.
What else did I have with that meal? So stuffed peppers, the mushrooms, and there was something else, but I can't remember what the other thing is. Anyway. Oh, flatbread.
Flatbread.
With sumac in it.
I do like flatbread. Yeah.
Yeah, made with yogurt though. Yeah. Yogurt and that's the only bit of...
Yeah.
Yeah, yogurt.
You can get vegan yogurt.
Flour.
But, yeah.
And my I added sumac into that and it was good. My go-to ingredient at the moment, though,
is sweet potato.
Oh, I haven't had sweet potato for ages. Yeah. What do you do with sweet potatoes?
At the moment, I'm putting it into little cubes, air frying it.
Yeah.
And then tofu.
Oh.
So air fry that with some garlic salt.
Yeah.
So toss it all in the garlic salt so it's proper crispy.
Yeah.
Bit of corn flour.
Yeah.
So you pre-cook it, the sweet potato, so it's nice and gooey.
Yeah.
Put it into, you know, inch cubes.
Yeah.
And just deep fry it.
Nice.
Or air fry it.
Yeah.
Really good.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can add spices to all of that as well, oil and spices. And...
Well, I think that that sumac could be really good.
Yeah, that's a really good. So... I might get a sweet potato and have. I want to get healthy again because I kind of started to slip when I was a bit down during winter.
Yeah.
I slipped into some bad eating habits.
Comfort
eating. Lots of chips and cheese. Yeah,
but now spring's coming, you know, all these greens and leafies are going to come out.
And salad and I need an amber salad again soon. I love your salads.
Yeah, that's it. And I've still got my kombucha that I made last year.
Yeah.
I've still got a little bit of that. So I had that in the baked potato yesterday.
Yeah.
So that was good. But yeah, so that's what I've been up to this month.
Yeah.
So happy days.
Happy days. Well, let's round up then because I think...
Yes.
I think we're done.
Yes. Now we need to go and eat.
Yeah, I'm now really hungry. Yeah. I'm thinking of making chips, actually.
Now we've made dear listener hungry. So, yeah. See you next month.
Yeah, see you next soon. Next soon.
Yeah, next month it's going to be a whole week away.
Oh, question.
Oh.
We meant to ask a question at the end of each episode.
Oh, we are, yes.
What did dear listener do this month?
No, I think what's their best, their favourite spice?
Their favourite spice! Yes, what's your favourite spice?
Keep it spicy.
Yep.
There we go. Yes. What is your favourite spice? Bye!
Bye!